So let's talk for a minute about alignment. I've been reading and watching some of the news events about the alignment of the planets and Earth, the so-called blood moons phenomenon that's going to be coming up next week, and the first of four tetrads over the next year and a half or so during 2014, 2015. People are watching that in regard to certain prophetic statements that are made in the Bible about the moon turning to blood before the great coming of Jesus Christ. Interestingly, just this week, there was another phenomenon that is taking place, and that's the alignment, a rare alignment of Mars, Earth, and the Sun. Happens about once every 778 days, according to some of the reports that I've been reading. And of course, this is coming up this week, but then next week is this alignment, this first of the blood moons. And there'll be another one in the fall of 2014, two more in 2015. Now, of course, people who are interested in Bible prophecy are making a connection that this is somehow a fulfillment or a possible fulfillment of what is said in Joel chapter 2 and verse 31, where it says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord comes." Christ also spoke about this event in Matthew chapter 24. And as people watch these actual alignments of the bodies, the celestial bodies, take place, they are trying to match it up with certain biblical prophecies and historic events that perhaps deal with the Jewish people and the history of Israel, Bible prophecy, and certain things that could be coming about in the next few months. We on Beyond Today have taken the approach. We've covered this in other Beyond Today dailies and in some of our commentary on our website. We're taking the approach that this is not a harbinger of what is going to come in these particular prophecies, that these indeed are celestial events, but they are not something that we should get hyper about, super watchful in one sense, and making predictions and false assumptions regarding Bible prophecy that very likely will not come true at this particular period of time. It's all very interesting, but one has to be very, very careful. So our approach on Beyond Today has not been to get people so excited about this. Here's the point. And let's talk about alignment, as I said at the beginning. It is interesting, and this first of the blood moon will take place next week at the period as it falls with the Passover and the first day of unleavened bread, one of the biblical festivals that the Bible talks about that God commands his people to keep. As you prepare, as a person prepares to keep the Passover, those who do, and observe in the biblical manner the days of unleavened bread, you know what's taking place by that event, by that spiritual discipline of obeying God, keeping his holy days as he commands? What's taking place is we're beginning to get our life in alignment with God. And that's what's important. That's more important than the alignment of these bodies of the earth, the moon, and the sun in a lunar eclipse next week, later this year, and twice more in 2015. How should you approach all of this? Well, by what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11, that we get our lives in order. What manner of people should we be, is what Peter said, because of certain events that will ultimately take place, such as the coming of Jesus Christ and the day of the Lord. How do you prepare for that? What should you learn from blood moons and all of this discussion? You should learn that it's more important that you and I get our life in alignment with God. And that, I think, is the most significant event to take place, or the point to take place from these events that are going to transpire right around the Holy Day period, God's festivals, Days of Unleavened Bread and Passover at this time of year. Get your life in alignment with God. You'll be closer to obeying and doing what God has in mind by these events that come around every year than by any other fantasy about Bible prophecy and certain other events that may take place. That's the true alignment, the spiritual alignment that we should be interested in. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.